got clue number one as well. We have a visit from Mr. Andy Mossack tonight, roving international travel ace. He is somewhere in the globe. He is not in this country. He will be joining us live later on. I don't know where he is because he doesn't tell me, but I've got two clues. The first one will be coming up shortly to try and track him down, and there'll be the second clue just before the news at 11. I look forward to your help on it because, as always, we know this, you and I am rubbish at geography. Absolute rubbish. And you crack it every week. So we get the chance to do it again. BBC Radio York. On the way then after 11, this week's thrilling edition, Where in the World Was Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace. He returns and he is live somewhere on this globe of ours. Where he is, I don't know, but I've got a clue now and I have one just before the 11 o'clock news. See if we can track him down. I am on a French-speaking tropical island nation, home of the tiare flower, the nation's symbol. It's also where the overwater bungalow was invented and the last resting place of the fabulous, famous French painter Paul Gauguin. So it's the resting place of Gauguin and a tropical French-speaking island nation. What do you think? Any early ideas? Fancy a plump? 81333-RUSS when you drop by and say hi. On the phone where it's free, it's 0800-389-3333. We got to get it right. Another clue just before 11. Second clue for Andy Mossack's coming up, by the way. We're trying to track down our roving travel ace. Hi to Alison in Halifax. Is Andy in Tahiti? Well, that's extraordinary. That's what a thought. This is Tom. And let me say hi to Bob and also Steve. All going for Tahiti seems to be the popular option at the moment. Tahiti. How has Andy managed to get that? If he turns out, if he's in Tahiti, I am so jealous. That's amazing. Thank you for all of the help so far as we try to track down our international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack, the lover of luxury, returns just after 11. But now, second clue. If we were slightly indecisive off the first, maybe this will help us zone right in. This tropical island is where the tattoo originated. The word here is spelt tattoo, T-A-T-U, meaning mark the skin. And it's thought that Captain Cook introduced the word into the English language after his famous voyages here in the 18th century. So, I mean, that's a fairly big clue, isn't it? This is the home of the tattoo. Are you doubling down or are you thinking twice? 81333 when you send a teletext. You pop Russ at the start of it. It would be lovely to hear from you. It really would. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. And on Twitter, you can find me at Damedith Evans. Coming up after 11, Andy Mossack will be here. Andy Mossack, the home of the tattoo, is where he is. Neil, straight plump here, French, Polynesia, in particular Tahiti. Going with the weight of opinion on this one. Oh, no, I know you know it, but I always go with the weight of opinion. That's good, okay. I want to say hi to Ben. Good evening, Ben. Also to Sean. There is Claire. Good evening, Claire. Janet, all suggesting Tahiti. I would have had no idea. I would have said sort of anything else. I would never have known it. Time to grab the passport. As we head to the airports to fly to foreign climes. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? So we had a good couple of clues tonight, we really did. The home of the tattoo, the resting place of Paul Gauguin, French-speaking tropical island nation. I mean, what a remarkable place to be. So without further ado, a very good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy! And it's not evening for me right now. It's 1:20 in the afternoon.
1:20 in the afternoon. Andy Mossack, is it true? Are we speaking to you live in Tahiti?
You are, sir. You are. It's amazing, isn't it? I feel it sounds like you're round the corner, literally. But
this technology.
Right in the middle of the Pacific, sir. Yes.
So, right in the middle of the Pacific, I've heard Tahiti mentioned. I can imagine somewhere that is idyllic and beautiful and tropical. Why are you there? You never go anywhere without a good reason.
Yes, that's very true, isn't it? And it's not a bad way to kick off the year, is it, really? doing my Tor Heyerdahl Contiki expedition, my own one, you know. But it's fascinating because, well, I'll give you a kind of a clue. It's because people think of Tahiti as an island of Tahiti, right? I mean, it is actually the islands of Tahiti. And what they're trying to do in sort of, as far as Tahiti tourism is concerned, is they want to really kind of show people that the islands of Tahiti are not just one island. It's, as we know, it's 118 different islands. So there's lots and lots of different types of experiences to be had here. And they want me to visit as many of them as I can. So I'm doing just that, my friend.
So now, as we speak to you, it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon where you are. And so do you have a drink standing by? What can you see right at this moment?
Well, right at this moment, there is a sweating, beautiful Mai Tai cocktail waiting for me, of course. One of the local cocktails. Mm-hmm. And a hammock next to a sort of a nice coconut kind of nibble snack, which is sort of just a few feet away from whence I will be going shortly.
Wow.
So taking a swing. Yes.
So what have you seen so far then of the islands? I mean, where do you start with Tahiti?
I mean, I know. French Polynesia, I mean, it is just wonderful. I mean, just a quick fact check. I mean, believe it or not, the islands of Tahiti combined is essentially the same area as Europe. Okay, not just obviously the square mileage of each island isn't, but the whole area, including the water, is the size of Europe.
Wow!
Right, so it's just crazy. It's, 2 million square miles, and the islands themselves are only 1,400 miles. But Europe is 3,000. Well, it's 2 million square miles, but we are 3,000 miles from any continent. It is slap in the middle of the Pacific. And it just gives you the scale of it, really, because French Polynesia, and particularly the islands of Tahiti, are kind of perceived as the kind of cradle of the Polynesian civilization, really. They're all related. I've been having some fascinating guided tours with some very, very lovely guys who've been sort of just helping me to get my head around, the history of all of this. But these all be Polynesians. When you look at it, you've got the Maori in New Zealand, you've got the Filipinos and the Taiwanese in Asia, and then you've got Easter Island, Hawaii. These are all Polynesians, and it's incredible to be, the fact that they're all related culturally. So it's fascinating. And can you imagine, like, right at the beginning, they got sort of migrated in these double-hull canoes, paddling across the Pacific. And fortunately, the islands of Tahiti are the kind of first land that they arrived at, because it's kind of the center of the wheel, effectively. So that's kind of where we are. To get a beautiful island, you've got to get the best of it. It's not one of those places where you go on holiday and just sit on the beach for 2 weeks and stay put. You've really got to do island hopping, because that is the best way to do it. And I've during my stay, I'm going to be doing six islands. I've already done three. And it's beautiful, because you've got these five archipelagos to go and explore. And they've got planes that fly, you know, frequently to all of these islands. So you can explore them all. And that's the beauty of doing this. You've just got to hop on a plane, go off to another island, and they are quite something. They've got these beautiful barrier reefs all the way around them. It's whatever you think of, you know, a just a beautiful kind of tropical landscape, that's what it is. It's picture postcard.
You've told us stories when we've spoken to you in far-flung places before. I mean, we've spoken to you on the way into Antarctica, to the Galapagos Islands, and you always seem to have a brief period, Andy, where you've got your feet up and you're relaxing with wildlife. You seem to like to get up close. Andy, what kind of wildlife is on Tahiti? I imagine you've got to have some, what is it, tortoises, turtles, I would have thought?
No, not really. No, it's funny because it's not sort of blessed with like tons of flora and lots of wild animals. No, the only real wild animals they have here are wild boar on the islands. There's lots of sea life, obviously. The odd gecko, I must say, is around, but generally, no, it's a safe place. No snakes, no creepy crawlies as such. So no, it's really quite benign in that way. The whole beauty of this is you've got the coral reefs, and that's the thing, because they're, you know, volcanic islands. So, and because they're so remote, I guess that's probably why the bird life and, you know, it is pretty special. But I must mention, because it's French, sir, you've got a very nice French influence, and I love, you know, people watching, as you do. Uh-huh. And I just love watching the locals. You know, they go to the local bakery, early morning crusty baguette, pain au chocolat croissant. It's like you could be in Paris or the south of France, but you're not. You're in the middle of the Pacific. So it is pretty crazy.
Wow. Now, because I'm trying to think of this one. There's obviously the very, very, there's the strong French influence on the island.
There is.
Is there a slight British influence as well, or is it sort of a dominant French influence?
Absolutely. No, it is extremely French. And in fact, they speak Tahitian, but they also speak French. And they have a lot of French support because the French help them. They are an independent colony, as it is, so it's a French protectorate. So they enjoy kind of the French help in terms of support for medicine, and the health system here locally is very good. They're supported in that way. There's a minimum wage, French minimum wage is in place, so they are pretty well looked after. Yeah, they are pretty well looked after. But I must tell you, I had some adventures, though.
Adventures. Go on.
You know,
go on.
Apart from island hopping, the other way of doing it, instead of flying, is you do a yacht charter. So I did the full, proper, you know, millionaire's lifestyle bit.
Did you?
A yacht charter cruise, yes. Five cabin catamaran, onboard crew, right? Proper, like, you know, private chef. Cooked all the meals for us. I crowbarred my way into this 7-night cruise with 4 American couples who were on there, and so they got me a cabin. So it was 4 American couples and me in this beautiful catamaran, and they were on it for 7 nights, so I just did a 2-night thing. But you get on there, sailing around, playing with all the water toys, snorkeling, stand-up boarding, bit of fishing. You know, you fancy a coffee, you get one delivered to you. A nice sort of beautiful, beautiful food being cooked for you. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Oh, mate,
you
know? So it's a home from home, isn't it? It's a home from home.
It's a home from home. Absolutely. Absolutely. And why not? But yeah, if you can do it. So that's the thing. Yeah, you turn up in this lovely catamaran, pop in a few little islands, some of the private islands here. Yeah, why not? Why not? Channeling my inner Captain Cook.
There you have it.
As I call it.
Now, tell me just briefly, because you know I always like to hear about food, and it is food. one of the greatest things in my life, Andy. So, in terms of like a classic Tahiti dish, when one finds oneself on a yacht in Tahiti, what should one eat, Mr. Mossack?
One should eat, sir. Yes, I tried it last night. Actually, it's called poisson cru, which is raw fish, a bit like a, what do they call it? Like a
sushi?
Well, no, yeah, it's like that. It's bits of raw fish marinated in lemon juice and mixed with coconut milk and a salad. Yeah, really, really lovely. It's a bit like a ceviche, they call it in France. That's really lovely. And they do their version of a Sunday lunch is called ahimar. Probably wrong. I have probably pronounced it incorrectly, but it's basically an underground oven feast. So they have these baskets woven from banana leaves, and they place them on hot rocks in a large hole in the ground, slow cooked with a bit of fish, pork, banana, and shrimps. I mean, that's all right, isn't it? It's a nice. It's not quite a Sunday roast with the Yorkshire pudding, is it? But you know,
it'll do in a push. It'll do in a pinch, mate. Won't it? There you go. Yeah. So how? Yeah. How long are you in the middle of the Pacific for then? When are you heading back?
I'm heading back to Wednesday, and I get back on Thursday because it's 10 hours forwards to come to you. It's another day. I lose a day. So, yeah, Thursday I'll be back in Blighty.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know, so I've got a few days left yet. Don't you worry about that.
You've got, please take some photos or send us some of the photos, and we'll put some of these on the Facebook page because I think it'd be lovely to see. Yeah, it'd be lovely to see what Tahiti's got to offer. So send us some pictures, especially of the Sunday lunch equivalent. That'd be quite nice over the weekend.
No worries, mate. I will do so. Don't worry
magic.
About that.
Absolutely magic. You have a good time. Thank you, Andy.
And I hope your laryngitis gets better.
Well, it should do, really. I'm on enough booze. I'll get it shifted eventually, Andy. I promise you that. There he goes. Mr. Andy Mossack in Tahiti, live on a Friday night with us. Extraordinary. That's one for the honeymoon, isn't it, really, I would have thought. Once-in-a-lifetime trip. More from Andy in the future when he gets back from Tahiti. What a gig he's got. So jealous.